Okay, here we go. You all right? I'm fine. Good smile. All right, I'm with Graham Newell, who's at Iris Connect. And I've noticed with your product, Graham, it's really interesting because when I first saw it, I really just couldn't get a handle on it. And you pointed me towards your white paper, Beyond CPD. And I read that and I thought, my God, that just actually reflects everything I think about CPD, professional development, and how it's broken down and what should be happening. And then I didn't really get to the point of what your product was until the end of the white paper, which was quite interesting for a product that's out there in the marketplace. So for me, it was fascinating to see that you have got a really deeply thought out pedagogy behind your project. So can you tell us exactly what it is and what it does?
The pedagogy or the product?
Both.
Right, the pedagogy. And in fact, I'm hoping that reading the white paper actually does create the right tone, because we started off with a proposition, a pedagogy, and then we evolved the hardware and the software to go around that. So, I mean, our pedagogy or our proposition is that if you want to build professional capital within schools, you've got to build collaboration between teachers. You've got to enable teachers to self-reflect, review, share, peer mentor, coach. And there's a whole series of interactions which are going to be key for effective professional development and the development of professionals at the front line. So having started off with that proposition, then the hardware and the software evolved around that. So the first part was actually video does work, but video has to be permissioned by the teachers. The teachers mustn't feel threatened by it, they must feel empowered by it. Second part is that if you're going to use cameras, then they can't be fixed installations in a classroom. They've got to be things that you can move from one class to another class. They've got to be web-enabled, and that's absolutely critical, because you cannot have collaboration across distance, even within a school, unless you're actually utilizing web-based applications. So that's how we evolved the product. Then the cameras themselves can be remotely controlled through the internet. We have actually live in-ear coached teachers in America from the office at the University of Sussex.
Can you explain what that is?
Whilst you're managing the camera from your end, the observer can actually manage the camera, 64 degree zoom, angle, tilt, 360 degrees round, but you can actually then talk in live time to the teacher that you're observing.
In their ear.
In their ear. So they actually are wearing an earpiece and you're actually talking to them in real time. So we've got a very skilled consultant called Mike Leetham who works using Iris Connect and has actually sat in his home in Winchester and live in-ear coached a teacher in Slough. And I think I showed you that video clip from that teacher the other day, earlier today, who was saying that it was one of the most liberating experiences they've had. To begin with, a little bit worrying having a camera in the classroom. By the end of the session, didn't feel threatened, felt empowered, and felt that their own teaching practice had improved enormously.
And what I think is really interesting is the fact that you're building community, you're putting people together around the technology. It's not about the technology. It gives affordances, it gives ways in to join up people, but you've really thought carefully about how you're building the communities on a very local level or on a wider level. And it's about people helping people to do their job better. And that is something that you don't often see, that kind of perception around technology having been thought through. It's often the latest gimmick or the latest thing that's out there. And I could think of recently the one laptop per child didn't get very good results in Brazil in maths and in language. But what people failed to see was that there was a cognitive development there, and it was about pulling community together and people helping other people to do their job better. And I think that's what the Iris helps to do. It's about bridging one person with another and then showing them the best way, mentoring them, and actually getting the best out of them in a very short and quick time and making it transparent where you couldn't see it before.
I mean, there's been some very interesting research in America by somebody called Carrie Liana, and that research shows that building social capital within a staff room is very much more effective than actually investing in the personal capital of an individual teacher. You go on a course, what is the enactment after that? I mean, from my own experience, I've been on many courses, I've taught many courses, I've delivered many courses, but it's actually that concept of enactment afterwards. What Carrie Liana's work's shown is the level of enactment where you have high social capital within a staff room. That's teachers sharing with each other. That's teachers acting as professionals at the front line. And that is by far the most effective way of actually developing individual skills within a group environment.
I have to wish you the best of luck. I think it's a great product, and I think it is going to have lots of success because it's about building community. It's about putting people together. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Leon.